This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. Isabella Nieto has more.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and serves as a reminder that understanding your personal risk could save your life. Dr. Cecilia Strode is an Aspirus Health breast surgeon. She says some patients are at a higher risk than others.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected, and for that to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Family history, genetics, and other health factors can increase your chances of developing breast cancer. Strode says while family history is an important part of identifying risk factors, it's a small part.
Most patients who get cancer, breast cancer, don't have an actual family history of breast cancer in close relatives.
Strode says patients who have received treatment for other cancers also have a high risk of developing breast cancer.
Women who have high-risk breast biopsies with atypical findings, women who have had chest wall radiation as part of cancer treatment at a younger age, before 30. And then there are some other things as well, but those are the big ones.
Breast tissue density can also increase your risk. Strode says denser breast tissue requires more detailed scans.
For women who have really extremely dense breasts, and that is an official term, extremely dense breast, MRI imaging is going to be a much better way to screen.
Strode says even women who have had mammograms that appeared normal need to have a clinical breast exam in case they do need a biopsy. Strode recommends women get their mammograms and disclose any changes they have noticed in their breasts to their healthcare provider. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Wisconsin farmers, particularly soybean growers, are expressing concerns about the impact of the Trump administration tariffs on their overseas markets. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Congressman Tom Tiffany says those concerns are being heard.
Yeah, I think you'll see the administration continue to use tariffs to bring production of, especially manufacturing, back to America. And the thing that I'm hearing more often now from the Ag Department is they're going to use some of that tariff revenue, which is significant, to help farmers out.
Tiffany says the U.S. needs to stay the course with the Trump administration's tariff policies.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. Wisconsin farmers typically export about two-thirds of the roughly $1.3 billion worth of soybeans they grow annually. China has refused to buy any U.S.-grown soybeans this year due to the tariffs. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy.
Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WisPolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters that he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown during a visit to Brown Deer. He referred to using state resources to keeping Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. FEMA is accepting applications for flooding damage until November 12th. However, the Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator, Greg Engel, recommends that people don't wait until the last minute. You will need to share information on the assistance application, such as your Social Security number and annual household income, and a FEMA inspector will contact you to set up a time and date to perform an inspection. FEMA inspectors will always carry an official photo ID and never ask for any bank information or charge a fee for inspection. If you are unsure whether a visit or call is legitimate, contact the FEMA helpline to verify at 800-621-3362. It's time for the Fall Drug Take-Back event. This is for unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescription and over-the-counter medications you need to dispose of safely. you should keep them in their original containers with the identification of the medicine intact. You should remove the patient's name. In Portage County, collections will start as soon as October 20th in Rochald. October 22nd will be in Amherst, October 23rd in Junction City, and October 25th in Stevens Point and Almond. In Wood County, collection events happen on Saturday, October 25th, at multiple locations. Marshfield City Hall, Pick and Save in Wisconsin Rapids, the Pittsville Police Department, and the Port Edwards Fire Department. In Adams County, collection will take place at the Town of Rome Police Department. The Wisconsin DNR reminds the public that candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and other seasonal events will be held throughout October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. With over 307,000 acres of public land, state parks, forests, recreations, and trails host some of the state's best fall foliage and fall color viewing. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.